USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday that autocrat Vladimir Putin was right to say that relations were at their lowest point in years, though he suggested that Russia might be weaker than it seemed and that Moscow had overreached in the Middle East. After attending a NATO summit on Monday, Biden will meet Putin on June 16th in Geneva. Verda Tetta earned a standing ovation as the class speaker at her Massachusetts high school graduation, but what she did next had the crowd in awe.
I am so very grateful for this, but I also know that I am not the one who needs this the most.
The Fitchburg High School student, who will be attending Harvard College in the fall on a full scholarship, won an additional $40,000 scholarship from her high school. The 17-year-old gave it away shortly after it was awarded. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Representative Troy Nels, Republican of Texas, tells Fox News Live that the Biden administration is dangerously playing politics with the lives of the American people at the U.S. southern border.
Just last week, Kamala Harris said that she was at our southern border. That is a downright lie. My AUKUS gets in front of the American people and says our southern border is secure. That is a lie.
A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit over a hospital vaccine mandate. Dan Naraki has more.
The lawsuit from more than 100 employees of a Houston hospital over a mandate to get a COVID vaccination has been thrown out by a federal judge. Houston Methodist Hospital had given employees until June 7th to get vaccinated or face termination. The group sued the hospital, saying that the mandate violated federal law. In her ruling, U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes said the employees weren't being illegally forced to get vaccinated. Lawyers for the plaintiffs said they would appeal the ruling. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Chicago is finally reopening, and some states are returning unused vaccine doses. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
As the pandemic begins to subside, Illinois is lifting all capacity limits on bars, restaurants, and other businesses.
Chicago is the largest big city in the country that's fully reopened.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot credited the people in her city for getting to this point.
You masked up, you got vaxxed up, and now it's time for you to get up, get out of the house this summer, and fully and safely and enjoy the events of the best city on the planet.
New data shows that more than 68% of Illinois residents 18 and over have received at least one dose, and 51% of adults are fully vaccinated. In Tennessee and North Carolina, the demand for vaccines has slowed down so much that they're now giving back millions of doses to the federal government, even though less than half of the total populations are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A lost dog was rescued by Russian sailors on an icy mission. The one-year-old puppy named Aika had wandered off from an Arctic Russian town during a walk and turned up stranded on sea ice about a week later. The dog was reunited with her owner. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.